creating a safe environment at home for recovery. The day you walk out of treatment is a monumental step. You are ready to start your new life. But going home can be one of the riskiest parts of early recovery. The familiar environment, your home, your neighborhood, your old routines, is full of triggers, memories, and habits that led to using. If your home hasn't changed, the environment is constantly whispering the old, destructive suggestions to you. At Serenity Path Recovery, we stress that the first step to successful recovery is recognizing that your house must become a healing center, not a hazard zone. Creating a safe environment at home isn't about making it perfect, it's about making it inhospitable to the addiction and welcoming to your sobriety. 1. The power of environmental triggers. Addiction works through powerful association. Your brain has created hardwired links between certain places, objects, or times of day and the urge to use. These are environmental triggers. Objects, a certain glass, an empty cabinet, or even a particular chair where you used to sit. Locations, the route you take home from work, the room where you often drank, or the corner where you kept supplies. Routines, Friday nights, Sunday football, or coming home immediately after work. If you don't eliminate these triggers, you are walking into an emotional minefield every single day. 2. The non-negotiable step, removing all substances. The foundation of a safe recovery environment is absolute clarity and honesty about the presence of mood-altering substances. If you are serious about sobriety, the rule must be simple. Nothing that alters your mind belongs in your immediate environment. Clear the closets, remove and dispose of all alcohol, pills, old stashes, paraphernalia, and anything that reminds you of past use. This should be done with a trusted sober friend or family member. Don't rely on willpower. Remove the choice entirely. Check hidden spots. Addiction is cunning. Be thorough. Check medicine cabinets, glove boxes, basement storage, and laundry rooms. Address family use. If a family member lives with you, discuss and agree on strict boundaries. This might mean having them store all their alcohol medications securely, out of sight, and not consuming them in shared spaces, especially in the first year of recovery. 3. Making your home a recovery sanctuary. Once the hazards are removed, you must fill the space with tools and structures that support your new life. Establish a safe spot, designate one chair, one room, or one corner as your designated place for recovery activities, reading, journaling, calling your sponsor. Make this spot comfortable, quiet, and sacred. Build structure into space, change those old routines. If you used to drink immediately after walking in the door, plan to go for a 15-minute walk immediately instead. If you used to sit in the same chair every night, move the furniture or choose a new spot. Novelty disrupts the old automatic routine. Keep your tools visible. Make recovery easy. Keep your essential tools, your phone for sponsor calls, recovery literature, a journal, and emergency numbers visible and accessible. Seeing them acts as a constant, positive reminder of your commitment. Your home should be your biggest ally, not your greatest threat. At Serenity Path Recovery, we help you plan for this transition home, ensuring you have the support and structure necessary to turn your living space into a genuine path toward healing.